I call the head of Exxon. I don't know, but, you know, I'll use a cup. Hi, how you doing? How's energy coming? When are you doing the exploration? Oh, you need a couple of permits, huh? Okay. But I call the head of Exxon. I say, you know, I'd love to send me $25 million for the campaign. Absolutely, sir. Why didn't you ask? Would you like some more?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, October 19th, 2020. Welcome to day 1369. Health experts say the fall surge is here, with COVID-19 hospitalizations increasing by 5% or more in 37 U.S. states. The United States is averaging more than 55,000 new cases per day. 10 states reported their highest single-day counts on Friday, and only two states, Hawaii and Vermont, are showing downward trends by at least 10% compared to the previous week. Trump, meanwhile, attacked Dr. Anthony Fauci as a disaster, called his other public health officials idiots, and claimed that people are tired of coronavirus.
Pandemic. They're getting tired of the pandemic, aren't they? Getting tired of the pandemic. You turn on CNN, that's all they cover. COVID, COVID, pandemic, COVID, COVID, COVID. You know why? They're trying to talk everybody out of voting. People aren't buying it, CNN, you dumb bastards. They're not buying it. That's all they talk about.
In a call with campaign staff, Trump suggested that, quote, people are tired of hearing Fauci and these idiots, all these idiots who got it wrong, end quote. Trump described Fauci as a disaster, adding that, quote, every time he goes on television, there's always a bomb, but there's a bigger bomb if you fire him, end quote. Trump's comments come a day after Fauci said that he was absolutely not surprised that Trump contracted COVID-19 after seeing him on TV in a completely precarious situation with, quote, almost nobody wearing a mask, end quote. More than 8,121,000 coronavirus cases and 219,000 fatalities have been reported in the U.S. since February. Moving on, the general counsel for the Department of Health and Human Services warned that Trump's plan to give seniors $200 discount cards to buy prescription drugs could violate election law. Robert Charo said in a memo that the timing and design of the $7.9 billion plan could invite legal challenges over inappropriately using federal funds so close to the election. Trump administration officials have instructed Charo and his office to seek approval from the Department of Justice before moving forward with the drug discount plan. Meanwhile, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration's plan to strip food stamps from nearly 700,000 jobless Americans, calling it, quote, arbitrary and capricious, end quote. The Department of Agriculture had been icily silent about how many Americans would have been denied Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits if the changes had been in effect during the pandemic, according to Chief Judge Beryl Howell. In debate news, Trump's campaign accused the Commission on Presidential Debates of pro-Biden antics and demanded changes to the format of Thursday's debate. Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien claimed that the debate organizers had promised that the debate would be about foreign policy rather than fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. While in some election years the third presidential debate has focused on foreign policy, debate organizers did not announce such a plan in 2020, instead saying that the third debate would mirror the format of the first, six subjects selected by the moderator. Stepien said the commission had, quote, turned the entire debate season into a fiasco, end quote. Moving on, the Supreme Court will hear a challenge to the Trump administration's use of $2.5 billion in Pentagon money to build a southern border wall. A federal appeals court ruled in June that the administration improperly diverted money to build more than 100 miles of border wall, saying that only Congress could approve the transfer. The Supreme Court will also take up a challenge to Trump's Remain in Mexico program, which has forced at least 60,000 asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their requests are heard. In February, an appeals court blocked the program, saying that it was at odds with both federal law and international treaties, and was causing, quote, extreme and irreversible harm, end quote. Moving on, a federal grand jury charged 6 Russian military intelligence officers in connection with major hacks worldwide, including of the French election, the Winter Olympics, and U.S. hospitals and businesses. Known as the GRU, the hacking unit has previously been linked to the hacking and interference operations that took place during the 2016 election. And finally, the State Department has about 450 pages of records showing government spending at Trump properties, but it will release only 2 of those pages before the November election. The State Department pays for hotel rooms and other expenses when foreign leaders visit Trump properties, as well as when federal employees follow Trump and his family to Trump's overseas clubs. And in the polls, Yahoo News says Biden leads Trump by 11 points among likely voters across the United States. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.